It's Friday, July 25th, 2026, and the Middle East is rattling shipping lanes again. Oil is back on edge, and markets are watching every move. Let's get into it. Dev, give us the lay of the land this morning. What's got markets on edge?
The big story is the Middle East. Houthi forces are back making noise in the Red Sea, and Bloomberg is reporting that a Chinese supertanker actually turned around before reaching what they call the Houthi choke point.
So ships are actively avoiding that route. That's not just a headline, that's real disruption.
Exactly, and on top of that, Bloomberg reported this morning that an LPG tanker, that's a ship carrying liquefied petroleum gas, was attacked in Iranian waters. India says the crew is safe, but this adds fuel to the fire.
We've also got some big company news, Nike and the social media space.
Right. Nike put up some decent numbers, but China is still a drag on revenue. And Snap just settled a major lawsuit, which leaves Meta facing a social media addiction trial largely on its own.
Okay, let's go deeper on the story that's really dominating today. Dev, what's the one thing people need to understand?
It's the oil shock and what it means for everyday prices. The U.S. struck Iranian targets recently, and that's pushing up the odds that the Federal Reserve, the people who set U.S. interest rates, might have to raise rates to fight any new inflation spike.
So the worry is conflict drives up energy costs drive up prices, and then the Fed has to make borrowing more expensive to cool things down.
That's exactly it. And higher borrowing costs are bad news for stocks, for mortgages, for businesses, pretty much everyone.
And the tanker news this morning pours more gasoline on that fire, so to speak.
It does. When ships avoid major routes, it adds cost and delay to global trade. That's not theoretical. We saw this play out in 2024 and early 2025, and it did push prices higher. That's the stagflation risk, that ugly mix of higher prices and slower growth.
So for a regular person watching this, why does it matter?
If energy costs climb, you feel it at the pump, in your utility bill, and eventually in groceries. And if the Fed responds by raising rates, your credit card debt and any variable rate loans get more expensive too.
Let's talk about what's gaining steam and what's cooling off right now.
The story picking up the most momentum today is the NVIDIA and SK Hynix deal. NVIDIA locking up supply of a specialized memory chip called HBM that powers AI systems.
So the AI chip trade is heating up in a specific way. Less about the broad chip sector and more about who controls the supply chain.
Exactly. Meanwhile, the U.S.-Iran story, which was red hot recently, is starting to cool a little. The initial shock is fading even as the tanker news keeps it relevant.
So markets are absorbing that geopolitical shock, but they're not ignoring it either.
That's the right read. Caution, not panic.
Time for the other side of the story. Dev, make the case for why things might not be as bad as the headlines suggest.
The counterargument is that markets have seen this movie before. Every time there's Middle East tension, oil spikes, everyone panics about inflation. And then it fades.
But doesn't the tanker actually turning around suggest this is more real than usual?
Fair point. Ships rerouting does add real cost, but global supply chains are also more resilient now. Companies have built in more flexibility since 2022. It might be a bump, not a crash.
What should people keep an eye on going into next week?
Watch the Red Sea situation closely. If more ships reroute or there are further attacks, oil could move sharply. Also, keep an eye on Meta's trial now that Snap has settled.
And the NVIDIA supply story, that one feels like it's just getting started.
Definitely one to watch. Any news on chip supply or AI infrastructure spending could move that story fast.
That's your Friday briefing. Thanks for listening to Narrative Daily. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday. Narrative Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.